USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Consumer sentiment is stuck at a 10-year low due to high inflation. The University of Michigan's final reading for May confirmed a more than 10% decline from April. The survey noting negative views on buying conditions for houses and big-ticket items, as well as the outlook for the economy. However, it found less than one-quarter of consumers expected to be worse off financially a year from now. President Biden says a graduating class at the U.S. Naval Academy is ready to help guide the nation to a better future. In his commencement address on Friday, Biden congratulating the 1,100 graduates for persevering through challenges added on by the COVID-19 pandemic. He went on to say this class is graduating at an inflection point, noting their values will help guide the nation to a better future. USA Radio News.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm, created by pest control professionals. Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on garden insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Maggie's Farm, lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Now, for a limited time, get a free box of our patented no-spill ant-kill bait stations with purchase at greenbugkiller.com. That's greenbugkiller.com.
Here at Total Wine & More, you'll find what you love and love what you find, especially our totally low prices.
That rosé you recommended was a hit. What should we try for more fun in the sun this weekend?
This silver tequila makes a refreshing tequila sunrise.
Perfect. Wow, that price is refreshing too.
Find what you love, love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Pickup and delivery available at TotalWine.com. Drink responsibly, B21.
A man shot and killed 19 children and two teachers at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas earlier this week. Texas Department of Public Safety reports officers may have waited up to an hour before engaging and killing the shooter. Appearing on Fox and Friends, Texas State Senator Roland Gutierrez says there may have been a failure of protocol.
Certainly there was, if you're looking at a book that says this is how you do things, that's not what happened here.
Southern Baptist leaders released a once secret list identifying hundreds of pastors and church employees accused of sexual abuse. The decision to release a list of names Thursday came after a firm Guidepost Solutions released a bombshell report investigating the claims. The firm unveiled a 205-page list with names of over 700 church workers accused of abuse between 2000 and 2019. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The National Rifle Association is holding their annual meeting in Houston on Friday for the first time since the pandemic. Many confirmed speakers and singers are skipping the convention based on the tragedy that took place in Uvalde, Texas earlier this week, including country music star Lee Greenwood, who said it felt obvious to skip the convention.
For me to go and play at the NRA just days after the shooting would be an endorsement, and people would then deem that as I like this weapon. And I obviously that weapon killed kids, and I just couldn't go.
The Senate is out on recess, but not before Democrats and Republicans could agree that they have to discuss gun control.
A new bipartisan Senate group on gun control is hyper-focused on a deal that Democrats want, the ability to red flag Americans with legislation that would allow authorities to temporarily take away guns from people considered to be a threat to themselves or others. The Republicans involved are Lindsey Graham from South Carolina, Susan Collins from Maine, retiring Senator Pat Toomey from Pennsylvania, and Senator Bill Cassidy from Louisiana phoned in. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky gave the negotiations his okay.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Please stay safe if you are one of the 39 million people out there traveling over this Memorial Day weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.